You used to come down.
Miss Williams on Live on Drive every day of the week.
The headlines, recognition of heritage sites vital on a world map, and NGO WASH Forum calls for intensified menstrual health education. Government has called for the listing of some of the country's heritage sites on the world map. The government notes that listing such heritage sites on the world platform will enhance tourism development. Zambia's ambassador to France and vice chair on the UNESCO World Heritage Committee, Judith Malenga, emphasized that although Africa possesses a wealth of cultural and heritage sites, the continent has only managed to have 11 sites recognized on the World Heritage List.
News 360.
The Zambia NGO WASH Forum says several girls and women in the country face significant barriers, such as social, cultural, and systemic challenges in managing their menstrual hygiene effectively. Forum board treasurer Amanda Maligan disclosed that according to data available, only 2 in 5 schools in Zambia provide menstrual health education, while just 1 in 3 schools have designated facilities for menstrual waste disposal and girls' toilets. Ms. Maligan said several girls, especially in rural areas, miss school during their menstrual period due to a lack of access to sanitary products and safe private facilities.
News 360.
For international news, we monitored the BBC.
Health officials in Hamas-controlled Gaza say at least 27 people have been killed by Israeli tanks and drones near an aid distribution center in the south of the strip. Israel denied shooting Palestinians in a similar incident on Sunday, which the health ministry said killed 31 people. The United Nations says a convoy trying to deliver food in North Darfur in Sudan has come under attack. Initial reports suggest there have been many casualties.
News 360.
Exchange rates courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. The United States dollar is trading at 26 kwacha 76 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 36 kwacha 23 ngwe. The euro is trading at 30 kwacha 55 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 49 ngwe. Please note that these rates are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Australian Nick Kyrgios says he will miss this year's Wimbledon after suffering a small setback on his latest return from injury. Kyrgios, who was beaten in the 2022 final at the All England Club by Novak Djokovic, has played very little tennis over the past 2 years because of a troublesome wrist that required surgery. In March at the Miami Open, the 30-year-old won his first singles match since 2022, but later pulled out of the French Open with a knee injury, where he had been scheduled to play mixed doubles. Expect clear night skies, temperature drops to 13 degrees, and sunset is expected at 17:43. A recap of the headlines. Recognition of heritage sites vital on a world map, and NGO WASH Forum calls for intensified menstrual health education. My name is Charmaine Williams.
Exciting flavors, a product of Californian beverages.
Lusaka's hits all day frequency. 96.5 Rock FM.
Is he raised one again?